Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Please note that while I am a mental health professional and educator of this podcast and the information shared within it, I intended solely for information, education, and entertainment purposes. The content discussed does not constitute therapy, counseling, or any form of professional mental health services. It should not be used as a substitute for therapy or personalized mental health treatment. If you are in need of support, please consult with a licensed therapist or appropriate healthcare professional. Hello and welcome to Project I Am, where we explore strategies for personal growth, resilience, and intentional living. Today, we are talking about a concept that can revolutionize how you handle stress, challenges, and unexpected moments in life. It's something I like to call fire drills for life. So think about an actual fire drill. When an emergency happens, there's no time to decide what to do. You just follow the plan you already practiced. Now, imagine applying this principle to our personal and professional lives, where instead of making tough decisions in the moment, you've already prepared your response ahead of time. Today, we're diving into the psychology of pre-deciding. We're going to look at why it works and how you can start using fire drills in your life to eliminate stress, boost confidence, and increase success. So, what are fire drills for life? A fire drill in life means choosing how to respond in a situation before it happens, so that when it does, you don't have to think, you just execute the plan. This concept is used by first responders who train for emergencies. It's used by pilots who practice crash scenarios, by elite athletes who visualize their game strategy, and by military units that rely on pre-planned tactics. And there's a lot of research out there about it. In 2011, Sweller published an article on cognitive load theory. In this article, he explains that making decisions under stress is mentally exhausting and can lead to poor choices. However, when we pre-decide, we free up cognitive resources for execution instead of hesitation. Studies on implementation intentions by Gollwitzer and Sheeran in 2006 show that people who create specific if-then plans, if this happens, then I will react like this, are 300% more likely to follow through on their goals. And then lastly, Bauermeister in 2012 wrote an article on decision fatigue. And in his article, research suggests that the more decisions we make in a day, the worse our choices become. Fire drills eliminate unnecessary decision-making by preloading our responses. So instead of hoping that we'll make the right choice under pressure, we decide ahead of time, making success automatic. There are a number of real-world examples of fire drills for life. Let's look at four of them. Firstly, fire drills for handling conflict. So here's the scenario, right? You're at work, you're doing a presentation, or you're making a suggestion, and a coworker criticizes you in this meeting. Now, instinctively, you might want to snap back or even shut down, but instead, you have a fire drill, you have a pre-plan. Your fire drill response is this: thank you for your feedback. Can you clarify what you mean by that? You see, this step keeps you professional and composed instead of emotional and reactive. This way, after you've reacted, you're not going to feel ashamed or guilty about your response. Secondly, fire drills for health and fitness. Think of this scenario. I don't know about you, but this happens to me all the time. You get home and you're exhausted, and you don't really feel like working out. Well, there's a fire drill response for that. When I feel tired and I don't feel like working out, I will still put on my workout clothes and stretch for 5 minutes. You see, when you do that, momentum kicks in and you're more likely to follow through on exercising. Thirdly, fire drills for productivity and focus. Think of this scenario. You sit down to get some work done, but your phone notifications keep distracting you. What fire drill can you implement in this situation? Well, before I start work, I will put my phone on Do Not Disturb, and I'll use the Pomodoro technique or some other technique to help me focus. When I do this, distractions are now prevented rather than reacted to, and I manage to get my work done. Fourthly, fire drills for anxiety and overwhelm. I think this one will be especially helpful for so many of us. Here's the scenario. You're about to give a big presentation or teach a class or do something of that nature, and you start to feel anxious. What fire drill response can you use in this situation? Try the following. When I feel anxious before a big presentation or a meeting or teaching a class, I will take 3 deep breaths. I will remind myself of 1 past success, and I will repeat to myself, I am prepared, I can do this. You see, when we implement this fire drill, it reframes our mindset before panic sets in. So why does this work? For 3 reasons mainly. 1, predictability reduces stress. When we already know what to do, we don't waste energy worrying about it. We've pre-decided. That research comes from Lally et al. In 2010. Secondly, habits over willpower. Studies show that willpower is a limited resource. Baumeister and Tierney, 2011. Fire drills turn our choices into habits, and we don't have to use willpower. Thirdly, better emotional control. Pre-deciding removes impulsive reactions, and it replaces them with intentional responses. You see, the Navy SEALs, they use this type of stuff all the time. In Navy SEALs training, SEAL teams use a system called immediate action drills. What they do is they practice potential dangers repeatedly so that in a real-life mission, they don't hesitate. This method, immediate action drills, is proven to save lives because the brain follows conditioned patterns under stress. Now, you and I, we might not be Navy SEALs, but we do face challenges every day, and the same principle applies. Train your responses ahead of time, so when the moment comes, you're ready. This is great, right? But how do you and I create fire drills for our lives? Here's a 4-step process to help you. Firstly, identify situations that throw you off track. What moments cause stress or lead to bad decisions? So for me, an example is when I'm exhausted, I make poor food choices, or when I'm presented with an opportunity that sounds good, I immediately say yes before thinking it through and thinking of the consequences. I just jump straight in, right? There are plenty of other things that are similar to this for you, maybe. Stress eating, procrastination, reacting poorly to criticism, skipping workouts, overcommitting. Well, identify these situations. Make a list. Secondly, for every situation that you've described on your list, decide your ideal response. For example, I now, when faced with an opportunity where I'm tempted to overcommit, instead of responding immediately with a yes, I wait 4 hours minimum before I respond and say what I'd like to do. You see, when we do this, we choose a response that aligns with our values and goals. So for each of those situations, choose an ideal response. Make it simple, actionable, and easy to remember. Step 3, practice and reinforce it. Now that you've written down the situations and you've written down your ideal response, practice your response and reinforce it. Mentally rehearse your responses weekly or daily, whatever works for you. Maybe role play with a friend or mentor. And then also write it down where you'll see it. Write a post-it and put it on your mirror or your computer, but somewhere that will remind you of your predetermined responses. And then step four, execute automatically when the situation arises. No hesitation, just follow the script. There is a moment between the trigger event and our response where we actually have a gap, where we get to choose. You've already decided how you're going to react. Use that gap to choose the correct reaction, the one you've already pre-decided. So here's your challenge for the week. Pick one situation where you struggle and create a fire drill for it. Write it down and practice it at least once this week. Then share it on social media and tag us at Project I Am. James Clear in Atomic Habits says the following: you don't rise to the level of your goals. Rather, you fall to the level of your preparation. So let's be prepared for those situations that we know are going to come our way. Making decisions in advance saves you from making bad choices in the moment. Fire drills help you handle stress, they help you stay productive, and they help you grow both personally and professionally. Small, pre-decided actions lead to massive long-term success. Thank you for joining me at Project I Am. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, subscribe, share it with a friend, and even leave a review if you have time. Until next time, plan ahead, take action, and become who you're meant to be. May you be well.
Today will be glorious. Put on your sunglasses, sunscreen, and sun smiles. You're gonna love it.